ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question which a lot of people ask. And that question is this: what are the duties incumbent on the Shia in their interaction with people? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the hadith, which have been narrated regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said this: O Abdul A'la, O Abdul A'la, this was a person, I guess, one of the companions of the Imams, perhaps. The Imam says, give my greetings of peace and the mercy of Allah to my Shia. And tell them, Allah has mercy on the servant who incites love in the people towards himself and towards us when attracting them towards Islam, by displaying to them that which they already like and by keeping them from that which they would reject. So this hadith is a little wordy. I mean, it's a little complicated, the translation of it. What it means is this, the Shia, they should invite people towards Islam, and when in doing so, when they do this, they should create within the people who they're inviting towards Islam, they should create love. Those people should begin to love those people, the Shia, and also the Imams, alayhi salam. They shouldn't do something, when they're calling people towards Islam, they shouldn't act in a way that the people start abhorring them and abhorring Islam and abhorring the maktab of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. How should they do this? By displaying to them that which they like. They should display and act with them and behave with them in a good way and in a good manner. They should act in a way that, you know, people like. And keeping from them that which they would reject. Or this could mean that they should act with them in a way that they would like people to act to them, with them. And they should not behave in a way that they themselves do not like, which is, you know, known as the golden rule. Act to people as you wish them to behave with you. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said this: O Shia community, be an adornment for us among people, and not a disgrace to us. Right? Meaning you should act in such a way that you people, when they look at you, they recognize you as Shia, and you are an honor for the Imams, alayhi salam. In continuation, the Imam said, say good words to people, guard your tongues, and restrain yourselves from mindless chatter and offensive speech. Right? So this, in the end of the hadith, the Imam mentions an example of how we should behave well. He says that, you know, your tongue should be restrained, and you shouldn't, for example, you should be aware of the sins of the tongue, such as lying, backbiting, slander, these kind of things, and also uttering offensive speech, and also saying stupid things and mindless chattering with people in mindless ways. These are some of the ways that the Shia should interact with other people. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the duties incumbent on the Shia in their interaction with people, in the light of the hadith of the Imams, alayhim as-salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio, with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.